I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Many treasure hunters are very secretive about their favorite metal detecting sites, and with good reason. It's always a good idea to keep your mouth shut when you're on the trail of something valuable, like buried outlaw loot or a miser's secret stash. In fact, I've done a whole program about keeping your mouth shut. Go back to the homepage and scroll all the way down to program number 10. But if you're a coin shooter looking for good places to find older coins, it really pays to talk, talk, talk. Start with your family members. Let them know what you're doing. Uncle Leonard may invite you to detect on his 150-year-old farm. Cousin Linda may tell you to see what you can find in the yard of her 100-year-old downtown home. Talk to your neighbors. Show them some of your finds and tell them you'd like to detect their yards sometime. Don't be too specific about when until they show interest in having you check out their property. Ask everyone you know if they have any ideas of good older places you can hunt where you might find some older coins. Keep a notebook in your pocket so you can jot down the information you gather. The more people you talk metal detecting with, the more chances you'll have to hunt private land where no metal detectors have been before. An old timer can be a real treasure trove of information. Ask him to talk about the old days, where he played ball or swam as a kid, where the kids went sledding in the winter, where they spent their money. Ask him where the places are that were popular in his younger days that aren't used much anymore. Often those places are places you'd never dream held old coins. Charles Garrett of Garrett Metal Detectors has a great way of approaching old timers when he sees them sitting on a park bench or in front of the courthouse. He walks up to them and says, "Hi, do you know where I can find an old-timer to talk to?" They both laugh, and Charlie has made another friend. Talk to construction workers. They can tell you where other construction projects are going on around town. Whenever a sidewalk is removed for repouring, detecting spots will be open to you that have been closed for decades. You have to work fast, though. Most of those areas are open for just a day or two. Once the new concrete is poured, the area is closed again, probably for the rest of your life. Talk to ministers, priests, and pastors, especially older ones. They can tell you where church picnics, revival meetings, weddings, and other outdoor church activities were held in the old days. They might also know the location of old forgotten churches. When I lived in Alabama, I often came across abandoned ruins of old churches out in the country in the middle of nowhere. Next, talk to caretakers. Rest area workers, state park employees, apartment building handymen. These people can get you into properties you'd feel awkward searching without permission, and they can point you to the most promising places. It does go without saying, always be extremely nice to these people and assure them that you don't leave holes. Finally, talk to lifeguards. They can save you a lot of time by pointing out the areas on the beach where most people wade, sunbathe, and play volleyball or frisbee. Don't hunt beaches when they're crowded, by the way. Take notes on the good spots and come back when you have the beach mostly to yourself. Very early morning, just before and after a heavy rainstorm, and even in the fall and wintertime. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy these podcasts, please visit my website, treasuremanual.com. That's treasuremanual, all one word, .com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.